So you've identified your caloric goals. Now it's time to start putting together enjoyable meals that are going to help you reach your goals. First, grab an empty meal plan idea sheet along with your list of favorite foods with your nutritional breakdown. Next, identify what your goals are for the meal. For the example in the book, my goal for each meal is 400 calories, broken down as 45 grams of carbs, 30 grams of protein, and 11 grams of fat. Once you have your goals outlined, it is time to start cutting and pasting. I'm thinking summertime and grilling a 3-ounce chicken breast, steaming 2 cups of broccoli, and enjoying 1.5 ounces of angel hair pasta for a meal. I put in all of my nutritional information as listed in example A. This meal meets my goal around 400 calories, does pretty well on fiber, but thinking it over, I realize I might like to add a little sauce. If I simply add the sauce, it will take me over my caloric goal very quickly. So I look how I might gain a few calories. I realize that I am more than meeting my protein needs and decide to cut back on the serving size of my chicken and add some marinara sauce. This keeps me close to my 400 calorie goal and adds some much needed flavor. Now, all you need to do is to continue to repeat this process until you have as many ready-to-go meals as you need. The process may seem a little slow at first, but once you get the hang of it, you'll be creating great meals in no time flat. Here are a couple of hot tips. 1. If you eat out regularly, create a new meal plan for your favorite restaurant. 2. Rate your meal plans afterwards. Did it leave you hungry, or did it satisfy your sense of fullness? What was your energy response like after it? Did it meet your taste bud demands? If it was a satisfying, high-energy, tasty meal, then keep it. If not, play with it until you tweak it just right. 3. You don't need to be in a rush to add 1,000 new meals to your inventory in a week. If you can start off with 8 to 10 and then just add a new one every couple of weeks, you will have more than 30 great tasting meals in less than a year. 4. You can quickly create new meals by simply switching one or two items in a meal with a similar item. For example, using meal plan A, I could substitute a basil chicken sausage for the chicken breast and a salad for the broccoli. The only thing I need to be sure of is that my calorie totals are similar. Number 5. Put your meal plans on 3x5 cards for easy access and planning. Number 6. Don't be afraid to get a little crazy and have breakfast for dinner. And number 7. Look for foods with a high nutritional value first, then look to their taste bud value. However you come up with your meals, have fun with it. And remember, by putting in a little effort at the beginning to create meals you love to eat, you will be saving yourself time in the long run by decreasing mealtime decision-making and preparation times, decreasing the time it takes to create a shopping list and shopping for those items, and helping you spend less time worrying about the food you eat and more time enjoying it.